first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, here we are again, Karen Cataline spouting off. Yeah, I do a lot of that because people I know who are concerned and worried about this country and how it was founded are, I hope, spouting off too. So what's happening today? I don't usually report the news. I comment on the news. And you have every opportunity, well, at least an opportunity in this first 20 minutes in this first segment where I get to spout off. We spout off a lot around here, and it's a good thing. You can call me at 603-816-1590. That's 603-816-1590. So what is happening today? There's been stuff happening for a very long time, but I noticed, I was sort of surprised it wasn't mentioned on the news today. What we have been talking about, the two stories that concern conservatives, and there are so many more, but we got to narrow it down a little bit, is the raid on Mar-a-Lago, which is a raid on all of our Fourth Amendment rights. And the news did mention this, the concern about weaponizing law enforcement alphabet agencies against political rivals. That's what third world countries do. That's what countries do that are going Marxist, totalitarian, socialist. We've talked about it around here. We use those words because they are appropriate. And the other thing is the inflation-fighting bill is being signed today, including, I don't know where it is in the bill, I don't, you know, and that is, you know that the monopoly of leftist power in Washington will sign this, the presidential potted plant will sign the bill to hire an army of IRS agents while increasing taxes enormously. So not only are they going to increase taxes, they're going to increase the policing of everyday citizens. And we saw that what was the worst kept secret ever, because it isn't a secret, the notice for hiring these 88 some thousand IRS agents was that you had to be willing to use a weapon and use deadly force, that is, against your fellow citizens for a tax violation, apparently. Who thinks, and they deleted this when it was discovered, or so we are to believe, who thinks they didn't want that to be out there? Raise your hand if you think they didn't want that to be out there. True or not, more fear-mongering that isn't necessarily untrue, but it's also, it's one of those things where they get their way either way. You know, they win either way. It's heads, I win, tails, you lose. Because if they aren't planning to do it, and we have seen no constraint, no restraint of power in this bunch in Washington, the radical left, which is now controlling the Democrat Party, we've seen no constraint whatsoever. We have seen no line over which they are not prepared to go. But also, even if it weren't true, and it probably is, they get to get the benefit of scaring to death average everyday citizens who make, I don't know, $50,000 to $75,000 a year, which these days with Bidenflation isn't all that much when you consider that you're paying double for things you used to pay for things that you use every day. So that's part of what's going on. Are the people in power behaving like they really care about public opinion? You keep hearing about, well, public opinion is ceasing to support the Biden administration. And we're going to, we're getting a little distracted there with phone ringing. I don't think you can hear it, but I can. What we have here is not a failure to communicate, but too much communicating. We need to tell the truth. What I wanted to say is that people are saying, you know what, this was an overreach. The Mar-a-Lago raid against a political rival, the greatest political rival the left has. They have not been able to let go of their vitriol towards Trump and thereby vitriol against anyone who dares support Donald Trump. And people are saying, well, people are getting, this was a bridge too far and the public is going to turn on this administration. It's too little too late, because we see, and there is some good news, but let's tell the truth about the not so great news. And that is, these folks are governing as if they could care less what we think. They no longer serve us. They are not elected to serve us. They have apparently turned against us. They're turning all of their power on citizens. And it gives me no pleasure to say that, but that's what appears to be happening. They seem to be willing to do anything to govern extra constitutionally in order to turn us into something we were never, ever founded or meant to be. Talk about cultural misappropriation. These folks are taking over this country by force, changing it, or if you would like to use the term, fundamentally transforming this country into something it never was meant to be. The heart and soul of that is respect for dissent, is it not? The heart and soul of that is to be willing to constrain your own power in order that other people might have power over their own lives. We're at a time in this country where individual liberty and freedom and our rights to decide and to so-called be the master of our fate, master of our soul, are a personal affront to those dictators who have the hubris to want to control and manipulate and force us. That's really what's going on. So, to that end, I want to mention something very quickly. I've got a couple of news items that caught my attention, all right? And one of them is a woke North Dakota school board, which voted, this is the school board now, in North Dakota. We think that's such a reliably conservative area, but it's not. They vote to remove the Pledge of Allegiance because of two words that simply don't align with their diversity code. Take a guess what those two words are that so offended the North Dakota school board. Obviously, people all over the country have not been paying attention to their school boards, because school board radical leftists have infiltrated every school board pretty much in the union. They've all become woke. And this spreads like a virus. Never believe the reason they give you. Okay, so the two words that offended them, I know you're saying it with me, under God. You know, you can't have under God, because according to them, those words are not inclusive enough. The decision has caused accusations of anti-Americanism and riled the community. Well, you think? I should hope so. I should hope they would speak out about it. More cultural misappropriation. They remove our culture and then tell us it's because they're trying to be inclusive, but they're trying to exclude us, the people whose culture it is, correct? The other thing very important to mention is that don't believe for a minute that this is the real reason that they removed the two words. That's the thing. Always look at least one or two or 12 layers deeper, because it isn't that they think, I don't think any of these woke people really believe that under God isn't inclusive, right? I don't think that's what they believe. Here's what I think most of them believe, or here's what I think the people directing this policy, because leftists are nothing if not conformists. They all march together goose step. Whether they agree or not, they respond to the social pressure that says we got to all speak with one voice because, well, my individuality and my individual thought means nothing for the greater good, the revolutionary, whatever it is they think. And that is this. They can say it's because it's not inclusive enough, the words under God, but don't miss the point. They are offended by God and a higher power other than themselves. This is what all socialists and Marxists of varying flavors and degrees think. That God is by his, and that is, I say that just symbolically, you know, you don't have to agree with me, and sometimes I don't even agree with myself. But the whole notion of a God, of something higher and with greater authority than them, is what is so offensive to the radical left. That is why reliably, they always put down and try to persecute people of faith when they're trying to impose Marxism and totalitarianism on a country, because they want the state to be God. I think that has never been more clear now, after the hoax of COVID, when you realize that it was perfectly okay to shut down churches and synagogues and even mosques, but it was essential that people be able to get abortions and go to liquor stores. Now, nothing equal justice about that. The government deciding who is and is not essential, right? So there you have it. That is, once again, an example of what we are dealing with. And we have to keep using these examples to let you know that while, and I don't have time to go into this now, but I will maybe on Thursday's show, conservatives have recognized, rightfully so, the need for the left to always be the greater victim. So they refrain from claiming victimhood. And here's a really, really radical idea. In this situation, with power being used to persecute dissenters, persecute people of faith, persecute people who believe or support what Donald Trump stands for, they are now being persecuted with the power of the government. And so in this case, we are victims. We are victims here. So don't let them tie you into knots and say, well, we can't be victims because they're always claiming victimhood. You know what? This is their tactic. Don't let them use it. Sometimes there really are victims. There are sexual abuse victims. There are people who are victims of persecution, of religious persecution, of political persecution. We've seen this over time. And no, you don't wear it with a badge of courage, but you must be able to say if you have been victimized by a overly powerful government, because that too is a suppression of speech. You see what I'm getting at there? Anyway, we have to take a break. That is all the time I have for this segment of Spouting Off. We have our next guest on board. Can't wait to tell you all about them. This is Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off here on 1590 AM, 95.3 FM, WSMN.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off here on WSMN Nashua, New Hampshire. And we do this Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. We have a little bit different address on Friday. That show is in Salem Media Distribution and available in a variety of markets across the country. And it is nothing but a pleasure for me to be able to host this program and to have your support and participation. No one, I don't think, has been more poignant and more powerful than people who have lived under communist regimes. We have someone here who's not only running for office, but knows whereof he speaks. And I'm delighted to welcome him right now. He is author of Critical Race Theory and Woke Culture, America's Dangerous Repeat of China's Cultural Revolution. Yukong Mike Zhao is a nationally recognized Asian American community leader, former director of global planning at Simmons Energy, and a Chinese American author. He's also a GOP, let's hope he'll bring some conscience to the party, candidate for Florida's House District 45. Mike Zhao joins us here on Spouting Off. Thank you so much for being with us, Mike. Okay, I need you to turn up your volume a little. Turn up your volume there. Speak up. Can you talk up here?
Sure. Is that
okay? Yeah. Yeah, well, that's not going to work. You know what? We're going to call you back because we want to hear you. I can't hear you very well. We have this funky little system that we like to use in order to have people heard better. So they can sound good and like they're in the studio. But the miracles of technology, which I've been ranting about constantly. So go ahead, Mike. Go ahead and hang up because we don't have time to fix this. Art, you're going to go ahead and call him, right? And then we'll have you on the phone for this interview. I cannot wait, and I'm going to ask Mike about Nancy Pelosi's comment just last week that China is among the freest countries in the world. Did you happen to hear her say that? You know? Have we got Mike on the phone yet, Art?
Mike? Yeah, just one second. I'm getting him on the phone.
Oh, he's getting him on the phone. So I don't know if you know that. So talk about a bald-faced lie, or is she that ignorant, or is she telling a lie? I have a friend who categorizes things these days into stupid, crazy, or evil. I'm laughing. It's really not that funny. Or a combination thereof. Nancy Pelosi said China is among the freest countries in the world. Mike Zhao, do we have you?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. We're going to just dive right in. Did you hear me say that? Do you remember Nancy Pelosi saying China, the communist Chinese, is among the most, the freest countries in the world? Any comment on that, Mike?
That is totally lie. I tell you, right now in China, many Chinese citizens, in order to speak up, they have to use typo in the social media because they are afraid of being detected by the, you know, by the Chinese communist government. So China has the least freedom among the nations in the world. That's the truth.
Yeah. I know it is, and I have been heartsick about what I have heard, and we must mention it because it is such an atrocity, being a Jewish person, and it, you don't have to be Jewish, you don't have to be heartsick about the kind of persecution that we have seen. I remember the first time I heard about the plight of the Falun Gong, a very, very peaceful kind of a new agey religion, and they have been at the receiving end of some of the most horrible atrocities. Just comment on that, if you would, Mike, before we move on.
Yeah, I want to tell you right now, you know, there's a lot of restrictions, a lot of political, like censorship, oppressions still ongoing in China. But I think my book will tell the audience during Cultural Revolution that was even worse. You know, so, you know, America, you know, when I came to this great country, we used to have great freedom. But right now, the tragedy is the radical left is learning the playbook of communist China. They are using censorship, cancel culture to destroy our nation.
Give us, from your perspective, a lot of people don't even know American history, let alone Chinese history. A lot of us, I had a public school education, but it was quite a while ago. It was better than what kids are getting today. Explain the Cultural Revolution in China, when it happened, and some of the main little points about that, so people will understand what we're talking about.
Sure. The Cultural Revolution was launched by Chinese Communist dictator Chairman Mao in 1966 in order to destroy his political opponent, President Liu Shaoqi. Chairman Mao incited over 10 million of Red Guards and revolution rebels, staged a violent demonstration, and they tortured President Liu Shaoqi to death. But they did not stop there. They tortured millions of Chinese people, including my father, and millions were, you know, family were destroyed and even murdered. They also destroyed all the Chinese historical heritage, historical temples, banned and burned historical books, paintings. The communists also punished people who wanted to, you know, to build the economy. As a result, we lived in extreme poverty. That all basic needs, rice, meat, and clothes, were rationed. So an urban citizen like me only get 2 pounds of meat to eat for the whole month. Cultural Revolution, I want to say, is the worst human-made disaster in modern history.
Wow. And I think I have said this, so it is such an honor and a pleasure and truly an honor to talk with you, Mike, because my generation, and I'm kind of the tail end of the baby boom generation, we have had a pretty cushy life. I mean, regardless of whatever you may have gone through, we have lived life in America when America was America. Many of us are babes in the woods in dealing with something so powerful, so evil, that would engage in aggression towards its own people. What? I know you're here to warn us, but a lot of people, I think, are catatonic. They feel like, well, what can one person do? Looking back, and I know hindsight is 2020, Mike, what would you tell individual citizens who do understand what's going on and want to try and do something about it? What would you tell them to do?
Yeah, I really want to warn our fellow Americans. Right now, the radical left in the U.S., they basically follow the Marxist lie, Marxist ideology, try to build a utopian, just like a communist China 50 years ago. They are destroying America. Basically, they use the playbook of communist playbook, like employ the divide and conquer, right? Governing by radical ideology, using censorship and a cancel culture to suppress opposition, changing the culture, rewriting the history, and indoctrinate citizens. And also, they stage social unrest, just like a Black Lives Matter movement, right? Yeah. Try to transform, destroy the government institutions and process. That is a dangerous repeat of China's Cultural Revolution. I want my fellow Americans know that and to come out to fight against that.
How do we do that when they can do what they did to Donald Trump with this huge megaphone? They've been doing it to other people who don't have a megaphone. And we find out about it little by little that anybody who was ever even around Donald Trump is being targeted. And then everyday citizens have been visited upon by these alphabet agencies and trumped up charges. I use that word advisedly. We're seeing some of the things you watched. It seems impossible. It's David against Goliath, but what can an ordinary citizen do who gets what's going on?
Yeah, first I want to say we have to be optimistic and believe in America, right? You remember the Virginia, the recent election in Virginia, right? Many citizens spoke out, right? We won the governorship, after almost 10 years lost to the left. So to vote in the middle term election, that's number one. Number two, we need more people speak out, especially people who started communism, either from Russia, from East Europe, or from other Asia, right? So we need to really educate our citizens to know to see through the danger of radical left agenda. They name that in a very polished, very appealing way, so-called racial equity, censor the misinformation. But no matter how they name that, but they are doing the same harm to our society, just like a communist did to China about 50 years ago.
So scary. So scary. Mike, use the last couple of minutes. We got about 3-4 minutes to talk about your race in the Florida House District 45 and also how we can, let's first tell everybody how they can get your book. Your last name spelled Z-H-A-O. The book is Critical Race Theory and Woke Culture. How do they get your book? And then tell us about your race.
Yeah, basically, people can pre-order my book at Amazon.com. Just search my name, Mike Zhao, last name Z-H-A-O. So you can pre-order my book. It's very good for educate our citizens, especially younger generation Americans, to help reject the indoctrination by the radical left. And I cited 200 sources and also have 50 pictures inserted. Many are historic. I think people will be after reading my book, will really see through the danger of America is faced with. So that is first. In terms of my race, I think I'm cautiously optimistic right now. You know, out of 10 doors I knocked, 6 of them said they want to support me. They, you know, they really love my story from a survivor of communist China to a proven leader, conservative leader, fighting against the radical left, also
wow.
have like a business background. So that I think, but I'm still doing everything I can do to win this race.
That is tremendous. Do you have a primary in that race? And who's your opponent?
Basically, it's 1 week from now, August 23rd. I was the first one registered to for this race, but 4 others joined. But I'm the best qualified candidate in terms of conservative records, also in terms of business background, business leadership background. So, you know, I guess if people do a good research, then most likely will vote for me.
That's great. And who, if I may ask real quickly, because we still have a couple of minutes here, is the incumbent in that seat? Who are you running
against?
There's
no incumbent right now. This seat used to be like a Democrat seat, but with new redistricting, currently we have 34% Republican, 32% Democrat, and 33% of like you know, independent. So Republican can win this seat as long as they elect a most qualified candidate with no any scandal, no any problem. So I'm that candidate, you know, most qualified and no any baggages.
And you know what, Mike? There are, I hate to say, a lot of very non-Republican Republicans who are getting money and support from Democrats to water down conservative values. Do you have any of those in your race?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, one of my key opponent, you know, she's being supported by somebody donated to Vera Demings, donated to Charlie Crister, tried to take down our like governor. Think about that.
Wow.
These things are happening just in my district.
Wow. We got to get going. Mike Zhao for Florida.com. I'm on his website right now. Mike, Zhao for Florida.com. And as we know, people can support candidates all over the country if they think those candidates are worthy. And it sounds like Mike Zhao is. Thank you, Mike, for joining us. Best of luck in your race and with your book.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure speaking with you.
My pleasure, too. Take care. When we come back, we have our next guest on board, and I'll tell you all about him right after this. Great show. Stay tuned. We got another 20 minutes.
With Karen Cataline.
It's no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read The Difference on all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police and The Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. Our next guest, I was so excited to have him because he, not only is he a fellow talk show host, but he talks positively and optimistically, and boy, we can use some of that. He's host of Unapologetic with Judd Dunning, and that's who we're going to welcome on KABC AM 790. When I lived in LA, I remember KABC, and on YouTube, co-host of Bullet Point Nation with Fox's Michael Loftus. Judd Dunning is a political author, host, pundit, and producer. He is also both a Newsmax regular guest commentator and just authored his new Humanix Newsmax book, 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others. I can't wait to hear the half. Hi, Judd. Welcome to Spouting Off. Okay. I can't hear Judd. All my cell issues. Okay,
I
got
to call him. He just sent me a message asking me to call him.
This is becoming a pattern. I love it. There was going to be, because here I'm playing for time here, I'm going to give you the name of this article, which is what the reason I was excited to have Judd on, who we will have in just a moment. Great American Reset can triumph over Biden failures. Well, I think everybody is working on and trying to find bright spots where we can. I think the most important thing is to shine a light on what is actually going on. Because, you know, just like roaches, you know, when I lived in Florida, I remember getting up in the middle of the night, you know, to do the usual business in the middle of the night and turning on a light and seeing an airplane roach the size of, well, an airplane. And that's what happens. They scurry off in the light. The minute you shine a light, you flash a light onto them, they run for cover. And I think this could be one of the brighter lights in an otherwise very difficult, dark time for America when people are brazenly using power to abuse and to control and to censor and shut down their political opponents. I mean, that is something that was always absolutely intolerable for America. Remember when it was intolerable to think that you should demonize someone simply because they disagreed? Well, little by little, maybe lot by lot, we are seeing a change in this phenomena that somehow what you think and what you say is dangerous, but what you do is an example of you being a victim. Now that is a direct and deliberate corruption of American values. So we've got Judd saying, hi, can you hear me now? Judd, can you hear me now? We still don't have Judd. Judd, if you can hear me, just let Art call you on the phone and we'll have you, okay? We're having some difficulties here, but that's what we do. We use this new system and sometimes it gets the better of us, as you can see. We do our best here. So, yeah. All right. So, Judd is, please do call Judd. My phone's ringing. I love this. It is a free-for-all Tuesday. That's what it is. Now is the time for a great reset. That is what Judd Dunning, who I hope we will have momentarily, is going to talk about. Instead of using their great reset, we're going to have a great reset of our own. And so Judd is calling in right now, and we should have him momentarily. Just speak up and tell me when you've got him. He's on the phone. Hi, Judd.
I got him on the phone.
I'm here, Karen. How are you? It's great to be back, and thank you.
I told you it might be a little bit of a jumping through hoops. It's kind of like calling customer service when your cell phone doesn't work. You need your cell phone to call, and you can't call because you need customer service. Judd, we've been talking about your article, at least I've been trying to let people know about your article, Great American Reset Can Triumph Over Biden Failures. Talk about this article because it's very optimistic and a lot of people are desperately in need of some optimism right now. What can you tell them?
Absolutely. I open it up with James Bryce's quote, "Patriotism consists not in waving the flag, but in striving that our country shall be righteous as well as strong." And I went out immediately after this liberal leftist progressive idea that self-improvement is something we have to do as broken people is based on a lie. We're still good and we're still great, regardless of this. You know, this is Obama Shame 2.0. It's the same handbook. If you'll remember when Obama was at the UN, versus when Trump was there, telling us how we were broken and lecturing his people. And Biden doesn't even lecture us. He's just angry all the time. And they attack us with racism, vaxism, climatism, and Trumpism, and tell us that we're flawed people and the elites need to lead. But the truth is, through our Ninth and Tenth Amendment, the powers vested to us, to the states in federalism, or to us, still exist. That contract still exists. So we can reset, just like we did when Trump came in. They said it was going to take two decades of a cadre of young internationalists to turn us around on the international stage. Trump did it in 6 months, which means systemically, the system still works and our contract is still in place. Therefore, at any moment, an American Brexit can happen because that's who we are, not who the elites are.
Wow, that is not only an enormously optimistic but inspiring message. What do you say to people who say, yeah, but they have all the reins of power right now, and they're abusing their power as we speak? What do we do about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, don't think that my golden cloud doesn't have dark rain inside of it. things are very, very, very dark. I mean, this is the playbook from the 70s when the Chinese communists were outed by the CIA in front of the Senate and the House. It's the exact same playbook of deconstructionism here. We've got this, you know, Versailles on the Potomac, where we've got people actually, you know, living in a disassociated elitist world, you know. And I think the thing that really is hard for us to understand is, how did America tune out long enough for us to have an elite class and a classless society in Washington? I mean, it's really become notable, right? We don't see anyone at the top go to jail. We don't see anybody cast out into some kind of, you know, desert of being outcast for being against our system. We just accommodate them and put them back in the system and run it through again. So it's a difficult time for us right now.
Yeah, you have to admit that they've been playing the very, very long game, and we can see that they waited until this generation came of age, and maybe the one before it, when they indoctrinate them in public schools, not teaching American exceptionalism or any kind of principles of America or respect for the country, and indoctrinating them with garbage so that they will be much more amenable to a Marxist ideology. And we've seen this again and again. But I love your idea, Judd, about that we can see things turn around very quickly. I'm reminded of the wino Republicans who said, oh, we can't do anything. We gave them the House. We can't do anything. We gave them the Senate. We can't do anything. Gave them the executive branch. And then they worked opposite of the president because they really didn't want to change anything. And Trump made us energy independent in less than 4 years. He didn't even promise that, but that was among the things he did. So I think you're absolutely right. It can be changed, but how do you organize people who are by nature not community organizers?
Yeah, excellent point. Right. I mean that's why Mitt Romney, who 70% conservative, right, 30%, whatever.
Oh, I wouldn't give him 70. I wouldn't give him 70. Not
hard. Yeah, yeah. That's why we lost, though, right? I mean, that's why we lost. Conservatives are so conservative that we trust the system. You know, there's an optimism in our pessimism, and that is that we have this like noble, this noble system. You know, I think there's something interesting going on. There's a group called the PIT. Have you heard of the PIT?
No, tell us.
So the PIT is it's an organization. It's a group of like media and law enforcement and different people and politicians. It's growing. My wife is kind of really tracking this. And it's about, protecting election integrity in 2022 and 24. Like, how are we going to be at the ballot boxes? How are we going to, really monitor the upcoming elections? Because I think, look, I always say I'm not a radical. I'm a rationalist. I'm not a, small government, hard conservative. I'm just a Republican. I really just need there's 133,000 pages of laws in the Federal Registry that were under Obama. They shrunk down under Trump to 98,000 of this 2-to-1 removal. And that's freedom. Mm. Like you and I actually care about a contractual freedom situation. And I think we as citizens, we have to remind our citizens that we have to pay attention a little harder. We have to be more aware of what's going on in our state and federal registries and how are they blossoming and shrinking. And the game is to tire us out and overwhelm us. And COVID was the great checkmate move of the progressive left.
Yes. Oh, they loved it for however it came to be. But go back to the PIT. Help us understand what that is exactly.
So it's just a monitoring and a grassroots organization for conservatives. It's growing right now. It's like we're going to have to actually try to protect the elections in the fall because we're being gaslit that there was nothing there. I just want to say back during the Mitt Romney, during the John McCain elections, I was on the ground in Ohio, and I was sitting outside a huge tent, and some buses of minorities were being brought in, coordinated by white young folks. And people were going in one side of the tent, going in the other side, voting again. I sat there and I watched.
Oh, you racist you.
We've all
that race. Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color they are. They're voting twice.
They're voting twice. It doesn't matter. Right. But they do, they're taking advantage of people and using them.
I'm not admonishing you. I'm saying that's what the left says. And we much too often respond to the left's silliness by suppressing our communication. So no, I don't want you to suppress your communication at all. So you watched fraud and you watched questionable behavior. And did you watch 2000 Mules?
Yeah, it was fantastic, wasn't it? And if we think that the left isn't weaponized, with the way that we saw the bifurcation of justice in America happen under the George Floyd riots, and then we saw the way that the riots were organized, if you don't think that same progressive left, and by the way, I think what you and I know is that 6% of Democrats are the hard progressive leftists that have completely thrown out the higher demands of like 38% of their base. They just don't care. They're just marching as they will. And they're able to do it because there's an emotionalism to liberalism, right? Liberalism, I always say this in my book, it's beautiful, right? It's this beautiful thing because it's like save the planet, education, equality for all, equal outcome, not equal opportunity, right? There's all these catchphrases, and there's not, natural climate change. Everything they do is an emotionalism, and then it's based and driven through by division and shame. The playbook is really, politics are personal, I think we know that you, how do you get to the individual citizens to tire them and wear them out? In 2,000 Mules, we have the great honor of Dinesh writing the opening to my last book. So I know him as nothing but a rational, nice guy. I mean, he's just reporting what he saw.
Judd, tell us about, we have only about three minutes, and you said you do real estate. Go ahead and plug that, but also tell us, it's too much to ask, how we can remain positive, because being demoralized is what they want from us. So how can we avoid that? Tell us that.
Absolutely. And I'll plug my book. I'll tell you something today.
Right?
Today, a year and a half later, because I've been so busy, my audiobook came out on Amazon Audible. So if you get a chance, 13 half reasons to be a liberal and how to enlighten others is on audio as of today. And we got to update it and evergreen it.
Right.
That was a really great experience. So in there we have how to argue. And I think that's really important to stay conscious. But our next book, 13 and a half reasons to love America, how to stop the angry woke left and preserve the America we love, is coming. So please check out our other book. Cause we
love
try to empower, I try to empower people with a conversation of clarity. And I think that's the most important thing, you know, with this reset is we have to keep going back to the contract and we have to keep reminding ourselves that we own America. We own the economy. We own the resources. We own our spirit. We own our religious and Judeo-Christian history. The elites don't own it. They work for us. So as long as we stay in that and try to be, as Reagan said, a happy warrior with good information, like I can be amongst horrible people or a horrible event, but I can still, as you know, in Judaism, it talks about the highest, you know, mitzvah of all the 614 commandments, is to do
13.
Your duty with joy. And I think that's what we have to do.
An MOT, a member of the tribe, and I'm so glad to hear that. We must be positive, and we are a minority within a minority because a lot of our brethren have fallen for this leftism.
Oh, my gosh. So true.
Leave us, leave us with a final thought, what you'd like us to take away, because you have a lot of words of wisdom, Judd Dunning.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I think the most important thing that I really focused on is that we truly are a classless society. Not that we don't have class, which people in Europe might say.
Right.
But
God.
I mean,
we're running late.
We're beautifully equal here. And that is the essence of everything beautiful here. And it's an honor to be on your show again. Thank you so much.
Judd, we're going to have you back because you have a lot to say. And I'm glad you said it on our program. Thank you for joining us. Sorry for that hiccup at the beginning. We'll get it right next time.
Thank you so much, Karen. Okay, take care.
Yes. Thank you. That about does it for us here on Spouting Off. Tune in on Thursday when we'll have another edition of Spouting Off here on WSMN. And keep on spouting off, standing up. You know what's right. Speak up.